Let's hear from a dynamic young lady in Nigeria now who used a year of compulsory national youth service to create impact on the lives of young men and women. 24-year-old Progress Oberijo served the community of Bekwara in the South-South region, where she found a prevalence of social problems she could not ignore.
I noticed that the youths were engaged in some level of age-grade cultism.
What's this age-grade cultism?
You have people or boys from different communities. They get involved in some group and they fight against another community.
Okay, so gang-related violence among young boys. All right, so you noticed that that was prevalent in the communities where you were serving. And then the girls, very young girls, were very sexually active at a young age. Tell me a little bit about that too.
The female children, they were reduced to tools for sexual satisfaction. At a very young age, you see that some are already pregnant.
And how old were these girls?
13 to 20. You see them already roaming about with guys, you know, get pregnant, start having children.
Okay, so you noticed that and you decided to do something about it. What did you do?
To that effect, I decided to organize a reawakening seminar. I wanted to key into their problems, into that challenge that I saw.
You brought young people together and you engaged them.
Of course.
Did you do this single-handedly, or did you get help and support from either local authorities or even the state government?
No, the state government was not supportive of it, or rather, probably they were not aware of what I wanted to do. So I single-handedly did that. Soliciting support from family, friends, and some of the benevolent people of the society.
24-year-old Progress Oberijo in Nigeria. Let's turn to Nishat Lad.